Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is 8:16 on this pretty calm, well, it's been kind of windy this morning, actually, day in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, stepping in for Brooke Schaefer to bring you a morning interview with some great ladies I have here. Susan Suarez, the taproom manager of the Baranoff Island Brewing Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Chef Joe Mahalski. How are you today, Chef
Awesome,
Joe?
Awesome.
Great. And we're here to talk about an event that's taking place next Friday. It's called Denim and Diamonds, a beer and wine tasting to benefit Sitka Youth Sports. So, Susan, tell me about Sitka Youth Sports.
Sitka Youth Sports is actually a nonprofit organization, and what they do is they raise money to distribute money to youth all throughout the community. So it could be for football. It could be to baseball. It could be to any kind of activity. So it's not just defined to one activity. And that's why it's a very broad organization. It was developed about 3 years ago, the nonprofit organization. And so it's a great opportunity to this event to raise money and then turn around and give back all to the community in any way, shape, or form for the young here that are active and doing positive things.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier, you have kids who've been involved in sports. What sports now?
Wrestling, volleyball, baseball, softball. Yeah, they're pretty busy, active kids.
I just imagine a closet full of equipment and
that or sweatshirts.
And Sitka Youth Sports, how does the money go to supporting students? Is it with their kind of activity travel or just participating?
Whatever it is, it's really undefined, and that's what's kind of nice about it. So, you know, if decide to give it to, you know, they're going to go on a special trip outside the budget or something like that, then they can donate and say, hey, this is how we can help you.
Great. So this is a fundraiser to benefit Sitka Youth Sports. It's taking place, and I'll repeat this at the end, but next Friday from 6 to 8 at the Sitka Elks Lodge. And there's quite a great lineup of different offerings and activities and organizations helping out with this. So tell me a little bit about the event.
Well, it's starting at 6 p.m., 6 to 8. And one of the neat things about it, besides we're having many different distributors coming that are going to be, they are donating beer and wine to be there for the event. And then when people come, they can taste these, and that's part of the ticket price is that. And then there's going to be this amazing food, but I'm going to let Chef Joe talk about that part. And then Yana, who does all this artwork.
This being Yana Suki?
Yes.
The photographer?
Yeah, and so you've probably seen some of her work around, but she's going to have an exhibit there, so it kind of add to the whole atmosphere of it and everything. That's going to be really nice to view. So it's going to be a real nice event, and then it goes from 6 to 8, and I believe people can purchase also at discount beer and wine there. And then the Coast Guard is volunteering their time to help. So what's interesting is it's a Sitka Youth Sports, but actually no kids are involved. Adults and different people from around the community are helping to do this and then just give the money to the kids.
Yeah, it's all 21 and over.
21 and over. Yeah,
even
absolutely.
Even in the kitchen.
No
21
one is,
and over.
Yeah, and which is really neat. And I like having the different parts of the community. It's at the Elks. They're opening up their place. We got a special event permit to be held there. You have the Coast Guard and then all these different distributors who are coming together to donate. Mm. So, and, you know, just another way to give back to the community.
Yeah.
You know.
And what's happening in that kitchen, Chef Joe? What kind of food are you going to be preparing?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start?
Should
we
you
start
have
with dessert first?
Yeah, I think starting with dessert at breakfast is appropriate.
It's basically, oh my gosh, there's going to be at least 8 different types of hot items to taste. Mm. There's going to be tray after tray after tray after tray of cheeses and appetizers and that sort of thing. And then there'll be a table set up with all kinds of mini desserts and things like that. We're going to have sparkling champagne sorbet shooters. I'm going to make an Oregon berry sorbet for that. Different types of petit fours, chocolate dipped strawberries. I'm doing a grilled margarita pound cake with a lemon lime curd. And that's going to be served in a little mini margarita glass dipped in white chocolate and then have some sugar around that, and the pound cake will be in that. It'll be all, everything's going to be so pretty. Anyway, mini baked fudge with Oregon berry coulis, and we're doing a tiramisu mousse with ladyfinger cookie, And that's just some of the desserts we're going to be having.
I'm hungry.
And you know, for the cold stuff, we'll have artisan cheeses, a sweet and earthy baked brie, marinated fresh mozzarella, tomato and basil salad, grilled Thai chili green lip mussels, ceviche de camarón, which is shrimp with frizzle fried tortillas, and that's going to be served in this little bamboo cone.
Wow.
Just like all kinds of stuff.
This is incredibly complex.
It's like it's dinner. Trust me. It's dinner. Please donate before you come because you're going to say, why did I do that?
Yeah, you don't want to eat. And it's like $30.
$30 for dinner. The wine and the beer and the appetizers and
right. And music.
Yeah, music by Meathead.
Meathead is DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Art auction by Yanasuki, and all this going to Sitka Youth Sports.
All of it.
Very neat.
And it's you can't really do much more of that for $30 in Sitka.
Yeah.
Right.
Because dinner for $30
right.
is amazing.
And then we have all the hot stuff on top of that.
Oh, the hot
stuff. Yeah. We've got pork tenderloin with a vanilla roasted pineapple, Alaskan Sea Medley Newberg, a Thai peanut chicken, blueberry chipotle barbecue kielbasa, brandy peppercorn meatballs, encrusted ricotta ravioli with roasted red pepper cream, and that's just to start.
That's it.
I know, right?
You're going to be up to your elbows.
I'm already up to my elbows.
And there's a theme with this event too. It's denim and diamonds. So
yes.
is that the dress code or the decorations or what?
It's both.
Yeah,
it's both.
Okay.
It's an adult event.
Yeah.
You know, the guys can feel free to wear their blue jeans. That's why it's denim.
Mm.
You know, girls blue jeans, but you know, if a guy wants to wear bling too, that's okay too. And the girls can wear their bling and their blue jeans, and it's a nice, low-key comfort.
Gotcha.
Type of thing.
What if the guy has bejeweled jeans?
I would love that.
We're
I would just
pictures.
Love to see that because I get bejeweled all the time.
There has to be a man in Sitka, Alaska.
There has to be. Jeans. Somebody has to come. You'll win a prize. I promise you. You'll win a prize.
Yeah.
The most jeweled out, blinged out person will win a prize. I guarantee you right now.
And we will, we'll have door prizes there too.
Yes,
so as you come in,
prizes.
You'll get your wristband and you get a ticket.
Mm.
And then we'll be doing door prizes throughout the event too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about, I don't know, what it's like to be a parent with children who are involved in sports? I know, you know, we live on an island and it's a challenge sometimes to get your kids into all the activity. They're like, Mom, I want to do that. And you're like, oh. Got to make the time, got to find a way. So, yeah, what's been your experience in getting your kids involved in sports here?
Well, I think I've been really fortunate that my kids have picked a couple sports and then they stayed with it. And that's kind of been our family rule is once you start something, you got to finish it. So you get involved in something and when they were little, you know, they get to try all these different things. But once you start it, you can't change around too much, but do two or three things. And with my family, they've kind of made their own little route. So, you know, they keep in wrestling, they've stayed in baseball, they've done volleyball, they've definitely, when, you know, have three kids in Little League and yet three different fields, it can be tiring, but, and you're running all over the place. But the more that these kids are busy doing positive activities and the coaches and the volunteers that do all these activities are amazing. We were just talking about it last night, even with the baseball club program going on, there is like six different coaches, I think, and they're all volunteer. And they're just these guys who love the passion of baseball. And they're just out there in the morning at 6 a.m. for these kids to do lift. And it's not even baseball season.
Mm.
Then they're at the fields every night with these kids, working with kids. So I really think that's, you know, looking at doing clinics for the younger kids to build those programs. And that's just baseball. I mean, I see it in, you know, wrestling and in swimming. It's a great community because we have all these feeder programs that just help the kids develop and keep them motivated and doing positive activities. I think it's a great thing about Sitka and one of the amazing qualities we have at this town, how we all work together.
Yeah.
Even if they don't have kids in those activities.
Right. And all these organizations coming together. I mean, how did you pick Sitka Youth Sports as the beneficiary of this event? Were you looking around for organizations?
Well, I'm involved in several different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, it's nice to pick different ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can we do? At the brewery, a lot of times we do these community nights. And so I encourage people with nonprofit organizations, they come and we do, you know, whatever the sales that we have, a percentage goes to a nonprofit. So we've done it for the breast cancer awareness. We've done it for SAIL. We've done it for Cancer Survivor Society.
Mm-hmm.
So different, I think we've even done it for SAFE. So and another youth advocates, I think, have done it. So all these different people come together, and it's like, okay, who haven't we done one for that doesn't get a lot of advertisement? Well, here's one, Sitka Youth Sports. Right. And you'll know, if you ever go down to the post office downtown, down there.
Ed Conway, the director.
Ed Conway, he's the director. And he has that jar down there, that tip jar.
Yeah.
That's Sitka Youth Sports. So 99% of his money that he has actually just raised is just going in a tip jar for people going by. So he doesn't really, they don't advertise it much. They just kind of, he turns around and they put that money back in.
Yeah. Well, he's sure going to get a whole lot, hopefully, for this event.
And, I hope so.
And thank you for coming on to talk a little bit about it. It's a week away, and there's tickets still available, you've mentioned. And they're available at, you said, Old Harbor Books, House of Liquor, and the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
But they'll also be available at the door for $30.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll hopefully see you there. Thank you for coming on the program this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thanks to Chef Joe and the Elks Club.
Yes.
And, you know, SPC is also donating, too.
Yes,
I want to make sure I mention them because they're kind of been a little silent partner, but they definitely have contributed a lot to this event and all the distributors that we have around. And just it's been great. You know, it's not too much work, but all everyone joining together.
Yep. Lots of fun.
Susan Suarez is the taproom manager. The Baranoff Island Brewing Company and Chef Joe Mahalski is catering the whole shebang. This is the Denim and Diamonds Beer and Wine Tasting that's taking place next Friday from 6 to 8 at the Sitka Elks Lodge. All proceeds go towards Sitka Youth Sports. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.